Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something odd, something strange, a little different. Maybe something spoken, some philosophizing, and I call those oddball things wombats. And I think I have a little wombat for you tonight, just some thoughts. But the main thing for this show is music and songs I love. This is Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. It was originally recorded in 1955, and the Righteous Brothers made it again in 1965. They recorded it. This became the most popular version. This has been one of the most recorded songs of the 20th century. So here are the Righteous Brothers with Unchained Melody.
So slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still more? Speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. Well, next up is Patty Larkin. Patty Larkin's a Boston-based musician, originally from Midwest and West Coast, and this is called Good Things, Angel Running, and it has a kind of mystical feel to it, as if something's going on other than the song. You can sort of feel some energy flowing by, or I do. So, this is Patty Larkin with Angels Running, Good Thing. That was Good Thing, Angels Running by Patty Larkin. Well, next up is, I often talk about music being love songs, leavers and leavees, those who are being left and those who are leaving. How about ones in the middle? Here's one. It's called How About Us by Michael Hammond. And my sense is that this couple is trying to make it. They have hope. And he's saying, you know, some people are made for each other. How about us? He's hoping. But there should be an answer song to this saying yes or sorry. But all we have is this side of the conversation. So I take you now to How About Us by Michael Hammond. How About Us by Michael Hammond. Next up is one of my all-time favorites, Of course, I've got a lot of them, but this one's called Sail Away by the Oak Ridge Boys. It talks about a lot of things, about getting away, letting go, changing. And it's also an example of a lot of these songs that we like and I play come out by one artist and do fairly well. They chart, they get up in the top 100 and stuff, and they may sit around for a few years, and then somebody else records them and does a different job, and the song goes much higher in the charts. This is an example. This song was first released in 1977, did fairly well, but when the Oak Ridge Boys put it out in 1979, their recording became the recording of it, and that's what we're going to hear now. This is the Oak Ridge Boys with Sail Away.
Across the bay, a lady waits to hold me tight, and my boat and I are ready to set sail. If the weather keeps on holding and the wind is right, I'll be wrapped up in my sweet one's arms tonight, and we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea, then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sailed away with me. As I skip across the waves, my sails are high and full. My mind is on the one I wait to see. And I dream about an island somewhere in my mind, where someday I will take her off with me. And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea, then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sailed away with me. Then her smile comes upon me as I look across the bow. I see a lady on the side, but she will wait no more as I head for the shore. Cause tonight I'm gonna take her for a ride, and we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea, then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sailed away. We'll sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea, then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sails away. We sail away on the wings of love.
Sail Away by the Oak Ridge Boys. Next up is a song called Any Other World by Micah. And I want to mention a little bit about it because later on in the show, my wombat's going to be to discuss something called paradigms and paradigm shifts. And there's a line in this particular song. A lot of these songs are, to me, poetry. I'm not really a big fan of most poetry. Some things I like a lot. But, for example, the poems in The New Yorker often don't speak to me. But these songs do. And this one starts off and says, in any other world, you could tell the difference. In any other world, there aren't any other worlds, not that we have access to, not directly. However, poetry and music and songs like this speak to our subconscious to some extent. And this one, there's a line in it that says, "Say goodbye to the world you thought you lived in." That's going to come up in my paradigm shift discussion. Take a bow. Play the part of a lonely, lonely heart. Well, play the part. I mean, if that's who you are, you're not playing the part, or are you? I mean, who are you really? That's the whole idea. Anyway, this song has that feel to it, sort of a like it's saying something deeper that it's we'd like to know what it is. And all I can do is sort of listen and feel what I feel and try and put that into thoughts. So this is Any Other World by Micah.
In any other world, you could tell the difference.
Any Other World by Micah. The next song takes us into one of my favorite genres, country music. This is Till I'm Too Old to Die Young by Mo Bandy. It has a nice feel to it, a nice rhythm, but the words are what really get to me. Till I'm too old to die young, let me see my children grow to see what they become. Well, I have done that. I have accomplished that. I am too old to die young, and I have seen my children grow, and I have seen what they have become so far. But life is long, and people change, and we'll get to that after the next song. Actually, right before the next song, after this song, we're going to talk about paradigms. I'm going to discuss paradigm shifts. And growing up, growing old, these are paradigm shifts. So here's one. This is wishing to be too old to die young.
If life is like a candle bright, death must be the wind. You can close your window tight, and it still comes blowing in. So I will climb the highest hill and watch the rising sun. And I pray that I don't feel the chill till I'm too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Now I have had some dear sweet friends I thought would never die. Now the only thing that's left of them is the teardrops in my eyes. If I could have one wish today and know it would be done, well, I would say everyone could stay till they're too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young.
Till I'm Too Old to Die Young by Mo Bandy. And it's wombat time. So what I want to talk about today is I'm reading a book for about the third time in my life. It's called The Structure of Scientific Revolutions by Thomas Kuhn. And it's most noted for introducing the concept of paradigms as it's currently used today. The concept's been around, but he really brought it into being. A paradigm is a point of view. It's an understanding. There's an engineering paradigm where all the engineers sort of think alike in some way. There's a science paradigm, an art paradigm. There's a democracy. It's sort of like a meme, but it's a family of memes that controls the way we see a particular area. And it is a human part of consciousness. We live in paradigms, and we see through them. It's how we perceive reality. The interesting thing about paradigms, or one of them, is that you can't see them because you're using them to see. So how do you look at it? It's like trying to see your glasses while you're looking through them, you know, a little tricky. So that's what a paradigm is. It's kind of a filter for your view of reality. and it limits what you can see, but also allows what you can see. So that's what a paradigm is. And then this earlier song, Any Other World, saying, say goodbye to the world you thought you lived in. That's a paradigm shift, when you realize that the world you thought you lived in is no longer the one you're in. Maybe you never were in it, but now you see that you're in a different one. That's a paradigm shift. And there are many as we go, especially the biggest one, of course, that the book brings up clearly, is going from childhood to adulthood. That is a huge paradigm shift. Scientific revolutions occur. Einstein's insights brought along a huge paradigm shift. They had to change everything. All the theories had to be adjusted. And so that's what a paradigm shift is. So these songs, some of them are paradigm shifts. The next one is My Little Town by Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. And you feel he's trapped inside a paradigm and he wants out. I feel that. So this is My Little Town by Simon and Garfunkel. My Little Town by Simon and Garfunkel. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And it's my chance to play for you things I love, and that's what you're hearing tonight, as always. The next song is going to be a good example of that. It's Blowing in the Wind by Peter, Paul, and Mary. The song was written by Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan is a poet for me. He does speak to me. And this song in particular, it asks questions about what's going to happen. And the answer, my friends, is blowing in the wind. And you can take that to mean it's right in your face or who knows. I lean toward the who knows. This song, just to give you an idea, it was Bob Dylan put it out fairly early on, and then years later, Peter, Paul, and Mary recorded it, and this became the big hit. But it's been sung by many people. It's a great song to sing in groups. And the interesting thing about Blowing in the Wind, one thing is it was picked as number 14 in Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. So it's a biggie, and I think it should be. Here's Blowing in the Wind, sung by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry?
Blowing in the Wind by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Next up is Windmills of Your Mind by Sting. Sting is primarily known as a rock singer, but this song and others I've learned later have introduced me to the fact that he's got a beautiful, gentle voice, wonderful control. And this particular song has kind of a mysterious rotational thing. Windmills of Your Mind. You can feel the windmills turning. The verses kind of rotate around and spin, kind of tying me up in little knots. So here's Windmills of Your Mind by Sting.
Windmills spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's burning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half forgotten dream. Are the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, where's the jangle in your head? Why does summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your head? Pictures hanging in a hallway, and the fragment of this song, half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair? Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Pictures hanging in a hallway, in the fragment of this song, half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair? Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
Windmills of Your Mind by Sting. Now we're going back a little bit in time. We're going back to 1960. This is Corina Corina. It was a folk song going back way before that. Many, many people have recorded this song, blues and jazz, you name it. This particular version is by Ray Peterson. I think it probably is the one, the highest charting one of all, but there have been so many recordings. It's a very popular song. I remember very clearly from that part of my life. And as with many songs, you hear them in a particular context. I was in college at the time. I was an undergraduate. And so this sort of sticks for me. It brings back that era. Now, for you, you're a different age from me. You could be older, younger, probably younger. But this may be the first time you hear it. So you're going to get it into your context. And if the song happens to bite deep into your memory, this will be the context you have for it. Or perhaps you remember this song from some other place. And also, maybe this song won't speak to you like it did to me. In any case, here is Corina Corina by Ray Peterson.
I look around, the world I do. I look around, tell the world I do. And I pray every night she'll learn to love me too. Corina, 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 I love you so. Oh, little darling, where you been so long? Little darling, where you been so long? I ain't had no loving since you been gone. Corina, 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 I love you so. I look Corina way across the sea. Oh me, I left Corina way across the sea. And if you see Corina, send her home to me. Corina, 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 I love you so. Corina, 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 I love you so. Oh, darling, don't you know I love you so.
Corina, Corina by Ray Peterson. Well, the next two songs are ones I remember the first time I heard them, and they struck me strongly when I heard them, and both were in sort of the same context. The first one is called Soon I Will Be Done. It's a gospel tune, and I was at a music weekend. I used to belong to the Pine Woods Folk Music Club in New York City, and they had weekends every spring, every fall, every winter, and weeks in the summer. And I, for about 25, 30 years, I went to almost every weekend and summer week I could. So this particular song, a friend of mine, Saul Weber, put together a group and got up at the Campers concert, all the amateurs, and they sang it, and I wanted to be, I regretted so much I wasn't the bass, but the guy who was the bass was a friend of mine, Abe Gershowitz. He was a powerfully good bass, so he belonged there. And I decided I wanted to play it on the radio show. I went out and looked for, I couldn't find a recording in America of this great song, but I did find this one. I think it's from the Ukraine or somewhere like that. So this is Soon I Will Be Done, gospel as performed in another culture.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon I will be done,
soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
Soon I will be done
with the troubles of the world,
yes,
the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon I will be done,
soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
Soon I will be done,
soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, yes, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world. Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
Soon I will be
done with the troubles of the world, yes, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world. Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
Soon I will be done.
Soon I Will Be Done. Yes, by the Sound Gospel Train. The next song is Red Velvet Dress. It's similar in a way. I first heard it at a concert on a Pine Woods weekend. It was by one of the professional performers. Her name was Lynn Hardy. She was then married to Jay Unger, who later became famous as a fiddler. And this song, the instrumentation is pretty good. Her voice is lovely. And the melody is nice. It's just a nice song. It's one I've learned and sing occasionally. But what I like about it most is the story. It's a story of falling in love. It's a coming-of-age story, and it's just told so beautifully. Lynn wrote this and performs it. It's called Red Velvet Dress. The Girl in the Red Velvet Dress by Lynn Hardy. I particularly like a couple of lines there. One is, Was it love? Was it passion? Was it old-fashioned infatuation I'd found? And then the other one that gets me is, oh, what a lovely surprise when I finally looked in her eyes. He was afraid and frightened and maybe she wouldn't like him. And then they were dancing and he looked in her eyes and everything changed. Paradigm shift. I probably overused that expression. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And it's my chance to play for you things I love. If you'd like to email me, and I recently did get an email from a fan, which I'm going to respond to. He didn't like one of my choices, but he liked another one better. And I will respond to that. If you'd like to email me, it's harry@baya.net. harry@baya.net. And now it's time to ask you to join me, as I do each week. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.